Took a jury just 6 hours today to find former United Mine Workers president. Is in Phoenix tonight, but his visit here is not purely social. Ronald Reagan, the 63-year-old governor of California, looking not a day over 50 and as though he just stepped into the lights of a movie set, fascinated state Republicans tonight at a fundraising dinner at the townhouse. The charisma of the low-key governor from California can't be denied. Tonight, the house was packed with Arizona Republicans who paid $50 each to get in. The press release describes Reagan as the leading Republican presidential candidate, but he hasn't announced yet, which perhaps makes him the leading non-runner. Earlier tonight, at a press conference, Governor Reagan certainly didn't deny that he has his sights high.
Well, now that's a decision to be made someplace down the line. Certainly not now. This is too far ahead of the 76 election, and I think that's what you're referring to.
Any new information on Patricia Hearst?
No, it does happen, but it's because I think I'm right in your lead for it.
Governor Reagan says people who are concerned about national problems should understand that Republicans have not been running the shop, that those who are concerned with inflation, high taxes, and big government should bear in mind that Democrats have controlled Congress for 20 years. Another sentence was handed down
at a GOP trunk and tusk dinner at the townhouse in Phoenix. Reagan met with the news media prior to the event and again refused to divulge any presidential aspirations in 1976. Jim Gibbons reports.
After a week of leisure with in-laws in Phoenix, California Governor Ronald Reagan met with news people prior to his appearance at the state Republican tusk and trunk dinner. Because of rumors of presidential aspirations and the expiration of his gubernatorial term this year, the conservative Republican was asked his future plans.
Now that I've been in and part of government myself for a few years, I'd like to see if I can be a missionary.
Would that mashed potato circuit include campaigning for possibly any other office?
Well, now that's a decision to be made someplace down the line. Certainly not now. This is too far ahead of the 76 election, and I think that's what you're referring to.
The California governor was also asked if he thought contempt of Congress should be considered an impeachable offense. He replied that it's become too easy recently to feel contempt for Congress. For Channel 10, Jim Gibbons, Cool News.
Now with tonight's news in sports, a man who has no presidential aspirations we know of, Bill Denny.